on down the line. And the list goes on.
Holy shit, what a day, man. Insane. 6 says, correction, SRS. AEW does sell and has for a while MJF scarves and Orange Cassidy sunglasses. I have bought both. Okay, well, I looked last month and could not find any on AEW shop. And I'll type it in right now. Let's see here. Neckwear, shop AEW. So right now, the only two things on shop AEW that are neck scarves are an all-in neck scarves and a Young Bucks money tie. I'm going to type in Orange Cassidy into shop AEW. There are no sunglasses on shop AEW right now. 6. I hate to tell you. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. But, yeah. Anyway, some details that we just reported. Yes, March 13th is the date that we have long heard about Boston TD Garden. And that has long been slated for the debut or appearance of Mercedes Moné. We're going to have a lot more on this, like, as it gets official. There's some elements of this story that I know that I'll be able to get some more information on during this show as well. Mr. Ed says, maybe it's on PWTs and not shop AEW. Listen, I typed in MJF scarf AEW. Let's go. MJF scarf PWTs. Let's look at this. Official merchandise page of MJF. Why am I spending my time doing this? Why? No, their merchandise has not been up to par. There's nothing on PWTs as well. Nothing. Hate to tell you guys. Anyway, Ryan says, went to the... hey, Sean, if you see... just want to say the One Dead Man Show last Sunday, it was a blast. Oh, I love the One Dead Man Show. I had a lot of fun there. So, here's a funny story about that might not be that funny. I've never met Undertaker. I've never spoken to him. At the start of that show, he walks up to me, and I'm there with my best friend, and he fist bumps me, and he goes, man, I just want you to know I appreciate you. And we're looking at each other, me and my friend. What the fuck? The Undertaker? What the fuck is going on here? There's no way he knows me. Which, I mean, I guess there's some way he knows me. Vince McMahon knows who I am. Maybe there's a way. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, what could be the real reason? What could be the real reason The Undertaker is saying that? And then I'm like, I got comped seats to this. I'm pretty sure they comp the same seats at every one of those, right? Like, somebody that needs a ticket that hits up WWE, and they're like, hey, comp. They give them to him. He probably does that for the comp person every time. I want to know if you've ever been comp to an Undertaker, One Dead Man Show, or if you go to one, does he walk up to a person on, I guess, facing him, it would be the right side, and fist bump them and go, I appreciate you. Jesus Christ, man. It was a great show. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we have heard that, by the way, that Camille met with AEW. Also, I want to give credit to Andrew Zarian for a lot of the Mercedes info. Those within NXT claim to Corey Brennan, the vignettes on the show are not related to Julia. There was also an action figure piece of news that dropped today with CM Punk and Larry. We're told that commercial that was actually filmed by Sick Nick Mondo was done just ahead of the Royal Rumble, and CM Punk really wanted Larry to be involved in the action figure element of that, which is very cool. Very cool for him as well. An hour and 40 minutes, guys. And now I got to sit here and kill a few minutes. I will be appearing at the top of the AEW post show, by the way. Kate's going to host that for me because I got a GTFO of here early in the morning and fly to Vegas. Woof. Not looking forward to that trip, but you know, the work is the work, and I like getting this stuff for you guys. I'm going to have exclusive notes from there and all that. Any word on Dakota Kai? All I know is that originally she was hoping that she could be cleared by January. That was months and months and months ago. That seemed unrealistic. Unrealistic. But she did appear in her gear doing some Mania promo shoots. Well, in the front row of my show was Bryan Adams' crush son. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. SRS doing work today. I got to hop on a call right after this as well, which honestly is probably what I should go and do momentarily. Honestly, I should probably be out of here by now, but I'm here for you guys. I'm going to see what I can answer here. What do we got? I've asked Drilla Maloney about the Bullet Club War Dogs contracts. Many of them were up and they were just booked to, wrestle regardless. Oh, I realize I did not list a producer on Shinsuke Nakamura and Cody. Well, hold on. I'll tell you exactly who it was. Bink, bink, bink. I could not be a Twitch streamer because dead air kills me. It was Jamie Noble. And I will add that right now. I'm very sorry. You know what? I don't know if I missed it or if Patreon cut it off. So unfortunately, as I'm sure many of you have noticed, there's this thing that Patreon does where it will cut off like the end of a sentence or the end of a paragraph or something. Or the end of an entry. And that's probably what happened there because it happens a lot with them. They say they're going to fix it and then it works for a while. Do you think they outright say Mercedes is signed tonight? No. Maybe I do. I don't know. Hopefully I get that information. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.